Okay, yes. So this video, I wanted to talk about online dating and how it ultimately just online dating, social media and online dating has pretty much destroyed the dating market as far as like loyalty goes, as far as, being dedicated to one partner, as far as, pretty much working a number on a guy's head. And at the core of this, I think the true problem at the core is the female side of it. Females don't realize how much of a number it does on a guy's mentality. Because it's known around the world. Women usually don't pursue men. Men usually pursue the women. So when a guy keeps trying and failing, he just, you know, it, th this can th th this can really destroy a guy's thought pro a guy's, healthy thought process. Because like I said, I remember when I was younger, but see, like when I was younger, we didn't have online dating. Like Facebook didn't come out till I was like maybe 17 or 18, or didn't become popularly known till I was like maybe 17 or 18. Because I remember when I went to college, because you used to have a college ID to even be on Facebook, and they opened it up to everybody. But I was in college and I had a college ID, so I did Facebook. But even then, like nobody really did Facebook. Because like I'm just part of that, probably that slightly older generation. But yeah, online dating, man, it really, now the reality is, my thoughts on it is, the reality is women and men get screwed over in it, but it's two different types of getting screwed over, okay? Like women will always get undeserved attention for the most part. She's ugly, whatever, because some guys wouldn't have sex with her. So women get screwed over too. But the thing, and in the reality of it, and the reality of the total actions, my opinion is this: women probably get more harshly screwed over because a woman has to talk to a guy, or has to pretty much has to re wait for a guy to talk to her, then respond to him, and then open up to him, and then if he asks for sex, give her sex, get attached to him, and the guy just never calls her again. You see what I'm saying? So like, she really loses a lot. But then you can also go off to blame women for you. Typically, I mean, and every online dating Tinder stat shows, women usually go for the top 5 to 10% of men. And here's where the argument comes in, where if women are, and this is my true thoughts on it, if a woman is left alone to think about what guy she wants on something like as superficial as Tinder, where it's literally just like a picture and some bullshit paragraph, she's only going to go after the top 5 to 10, the top 5 to 10% of guys, where women always try to call guys shallow for only wanting the pretty girl. Well, women do the same thing times a thousand, because they won't even entertain you if you're not relatively in the top 5 to 10% of that area and what you're doing. Because for instance, like here in Prague, with me being a black guy, I'm proud, like I trickle into that just off the bat simply because I'm black. And I notice it, like when I go out with Czech friends, or friends here, there's not a lot of black people, especially there's not a lot of African Americans here. So when I start talking, I'm talking fluent English, girls all of a sudden want to talk to me, because like they just don't see black people out here. So I trickle into that like top 5 to 10% of men. I'm not a tall guy. I told you guys, I'm not a tall guy. I'm not a super muscular guy or anything like that. But they but and so here, like I end up trickling into that. And generally the way Tinder works is this, all right? On a wide scale, and it's studies being shown on this. Typically, like the highest tier thing on Tinder is usually going to be a taller, like a 6 foot and above white guy who's not, the ugliest guy, has full head of hair, and he's not like horribly fat. That is like known as around the world as just a status symbol wherever you go. Like that is automatically associated with wealth, right? The next in line is going to be the black guys who are, relatively healthy, maybe a little taller, and and the cleaner guy, the cleaner colored guys, those are that's the next in line. then like the last in line is like is the Asian dudes, because the Asian dudes they always kind of come off as a little feminine, and it's not and I've had a lot of Asian friends. What that is, that is not being feminine. What that is, and it's the same thing why Asian women kind of get a hit, because with Asian women, their characteristics kind of show off that feminine submissive nature. And Asian men, a lot of Asian men have that same characteristic. Now, what that is, I just want to go on a side rant in the Asian community. That is not submissiveness, okay? And I mistake that for, like, I think from my first two or three Asian girlfriends, I mistook that for submissiveness. Okay, that is not submissiveness for Asian men and women. And okay, what that is from the Asian people who I knew, because I was like tied intertwined with their friends, and I'm sorry, with their friends and family. Asian people are not like extraordinarily submissive. And delete that shit from your head right now. That's not what it is. What that is those cultures are more in tune with one another. So it's like they don't do a whole lot of independent singularity better. Like it's like we're all, you know, it's more of a mindset of like we're all one team type of thing. Now in America, that can be seen as being submissive, and that's not what it is. Because I guarantee you, you get with the Asian woman, and you're gonna find out after dating her within 2 or 3 months that she is not submissive. Like she will bounce on you in a second. but when she's with you, it's gonna show those similar characteristics of just, oh, I'm just a super submissive, you know, geisha or whatever, you know. But they're not that is not submission. It's that culture. But anyway, back to the topic. Yeah, because I got online and I read this dude's analysis of online dating. And I agree with him. He said he's 30 and he wish he would have had, you know, because we didn't have a lot of these chat rooms like, you know, years ago. So he said pretty much a man's integrity and self-worth is so worn down to the point that he finds himself absorbing in all manner of female abuse. Pretty much just to deal with a woman, because if you're not in the top 5%, 5 or 10% of men, and you're only doing online dating, like I said, the 90% and below men are just fighting for scraps. You see what I'm saying? And because this is because when women are left alone to think on their own, what they would like, they will only like. There has been very few areas in history where when a woman has been left alone to think on her own, she would genuinely make good decisions or decisions that are good in the long term. Very rarely. I say out of every 100 women, maybe 3. It's like, okay, it's the same thing like the Tinder, like the top, but there may be 5 women out of every 100 who genuinely make good decisions on their own. And see, this is why online dating has been that new thing in the room that's just kind of like, just killed the general dating market, because women are allowed to think solo in a room and make complete decisions on their own. And it's just, if you look throughout history, that is not a woman's strong point. Okay. It's not a woman's strong point. And it's because of the core reasoning. Like I said in previous videos, women mature much faster than men. They start maturing around 5 years old. But their mental capacity pretty much reaches its maximum at around between the ages of 15 to 18, depending on the girl. Give or take. I would say 16, but usually anywhere between the ages of 15 to 18, that's where a woman's brain stops. Okay, it stops growing, and anything you see after that, in most women, is going to just be a sugar-coated, altered version of that 16-year-old to try to get where she's trying to get in life. Because this is why I think out of all professional chess players, I think there's been less than 10 or 15 like really good professional chess players, because their brains are not made to think for long-term shit. And I mean, this is like, seriously, Google professional chess players, Google grandmasters of chess. I think I don't think a woman's ever actually won a chess championship, but I think there were like 10 or 15 in the history of time who genuinely ever even got to like playoff level chess. Cause a woman's brain is not, and I'm not trying to say this to degrade women. It's just their brains were not built to truly think to sustain anything for long term periods of time. And this is what feminism and Tinder is doing. It's allowing them to think. And you could, I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to look at feminism and see that, look, if a guy is not trying to get pussy or you know, if a guy's not trying to get in better standings with a woman, you can see feminism is a complete fucking joke. Okay. It never makes sense. Everything just pounds, just collides with itself, and it's completely different views if the woman's ugly or if she's not, you know, horribly ugly, because those are only women who will do it, you know, who believe, because as long as a woman's winning and she's beautiful, she doesn't know how to spell feminism. Okay, it's just the reality. She couldn't spell feminism if you told her you buy her a new car if you spelled it correctly. So because attractive women don't care. See, like this goes back to the core. I'm saying, see, like it also depends on the quality of woman, the physical quality of woman that you're dealing with. But yeah, tip, man, like online dating, like it really works a number on a guy's brain. And this is why, that's one big reason why I don't deal with Tinder. Because as soon as you do Tinder, you start to, like, personally, what I do is I start to, like, wonder, like, you know, I'm completely judging a woman off her looks. Like, and as a man, like, we all know, looks, especially as you get older, looks are definitely not everything. And also, what I found is this, and brothels, I learned this running around brothels. The prettier the woman, usually the worse she's going to be in bed. That's just because, and the logic is because she knows she's pretty. So she knows all she has to do is just sit there and, you know, just lay on her back and, you know, and you can come to that. Whereas like, if she, like, I would say relative to Europe, I would say, only mess with girls who are like in that six to eight category, because those girls are usually going to perform better, because those girls know amongst their other girlfriends that they're the lower quality girls. So they have to do more to gain attention. You see what I'm saying? So I've learned that. Yeah. The prettier the girl, usually see, like, I had it all backwards in life. Now I know, like, if a girl's really pretty, a lot of times you looking at her is about the height of what you're going to get out of her. Anything after that is going to be downhill, just trouble. So when you see them in malls and shit like that, and they're like fucking 10 out of 10s, like that is because a lot of those 10 out of 10s, they're walking around in constant fear that someone's going to find out that they're pretty much useless after you look at them. and all, the only reason they're being treated nice is because they look nice. And after that, they start talking for 15 seconds. You know, most guys who are truly self-respecting and not just trying to fuck at the moment are going like, ugh, I'm not talking to that. You see, that's just what I've learned from traveling. But anyway, back to Tinder. Yeah, this guy's post, it was great. He admits that he'll never be dazzling handsome. But he stays in shape. He has a good job, good savings, and even like the lower quality women, just, you know, fat, uneducated, gross women, they would still dog him out. And that goes back to the whole Tinder thing with women. Like, see, this is another issue with women that women have. See, everything about a woman is based off her validation on what kind of men that she's getting to actually fuck her. Right. Now, the problem with this, the real problem, the underlying issue with this is there's going to be a slow night. Like, a dude may be an 8.5 and he may have a slow night, and he knows, I can call this, you know, this 5 out of 10 up, and she's gonna bounce on my dick here in 15 minutes. Then at 4 or 5 out of 10, she goes off that one instance and then thinks that she's always gonna be, you know, 8, 9 male quality fuckable. You see, so then she's not touching anything under an 8 or, you know, an 8. You see, and that's another part that fucks a lot of women up, because, and if you notice in the dating market, you'll have a small population of women who are genuinely normal, right? They're genuinely normal. You talk to them, you have conversations with them, they're genuinely normal. They're not fucking everything that walks in a room. They don't think they're too good for somebody. They're genuinely normal, okay? They'll have some standards, you know, but they're genuinely normal. Now, but like I said, most women that you're going to meet are usually going to be one of the two extremes. One extreme is going to be she's going to think she's too good for anything that's like ranked lower than her. Or you might have the other extreme where she'll just fucking suck anything that comes into the room. You see what I'm saying? And usually the ones who are doing a lot of fucking and sucking, anything that comes to the room, they don't even have time for something like Tinder, okay? Because they can just move much faster in the world. And see, usually the ones who think they're better than everybody, those are the ones who end up on Tinder, and then they're only looking for 8.5s and above in men. You see, like, that's how that works out. See, like, true whores, real whores, I would say, like, real whores, okay, I wouldn't even say the club, because the club is pretty much like Tinder for women. And I've never liked the club. Even when I was the victor in it, I've never liked clubs. I've never liked it. I've never liked that scene. I've never liked anything about clubs. And that's why I've always done so horribly in it, because I just don't like how the whole, because I look for, like, because I need, like, some type of genuineness from a woman, even if she doesn't even speak the same language. Like, you can just feel like if she's genuine, and it's just, clubs are just bullshit to me. But when I'm talking like true whores, like, see, true whores, in my experience, the best women for sex, you never know. And it could be the girl working at the Shell gas station, or it could be the girl who's hanging up a shirt in a clothing store right now. Like, you just never know. You never know who it's going to be. And so, but like I said, see, those whores, they don't do Tinder, okay? They don't do, because shit like Tinder is too much. See, you got to understand, with things like Tinder, Tinder is essentially the junkyard of women. Tinder is essentially the woman who's going to be single at 39, wondering where all the good men went. Because, see, Tinder, I mean, don't get me wrong, you can get lucky here and there. But for the most part, you got to understand the mental mechanics of what it takes for a woman to finally break down and make an online profile. Because you got to remember, women do not like to be in authoritative or powerful situations. They hate it. I can go on about women who went off and got the college degrees and then went off and got jobs in their field and hated the stress and anxiety from being in powerful positions. So then they said, fuck it, I'm going to go work at Starbucks, or I'm going to be a barista at this indie shop or whatever. They hate it. So by the time a woman has to sit down and go, you know what? I can't meet any men. So I have to take perfect pictures, figure out this application, upload the pictures to this application, and then create a persona behind myself on this application with only using my best foot. By the time she has to do that, how fucked up must she be in her regular life? You see what I'm saying? See, this is why, like, guys would just hunt for women anywhere. We don't care. We just want, our goal is just woman, right? So then a guy gets on Tinder and by the time a woman has been so fucked up in life to where she must create an online profile to meet men or have a man walk up and talk to her and exist longer than 15 minutes, okay, that woman is fucking trash 95 times out of 100, because it's just the core reality of what it takes to even get to that point for a woman. Simple. It's simple fact. Okay, now, guys just want women. So guys, you know, maybe unknowing to this reality and logic, they'll just create Tinder profile and go, right? Because they're just trying to hunt a woman. So he goes on there. And like I stated before, if you leave a woman alone with her own mentality, what's she going to do? She's always going to go after either one, the guy that she thinks other women want, or two, the guy who is just completely top tier, you know, in her eyes. Like I said, it's depending on where you are in the world. It changes slightly, but it's usually one of those two. Like I said, the guy who she thinks other girls will want, or the guy who she personally, you know, thinks is you know, top 5%. Any other guys, she don't got time for those. So all these regular guys go on there and they're swiping. Some guys are getting, you know, a lot of light. Some guys just get, you know, a new Tinder girl at night. Other guys, they go 3 months without getting a match. You know, and then what happens is, see, the guys go without getting a match, they start, like, it starts to hurt your self-esteem and get you fucked up, and now you're mad at women and blah, blah, blah. And look, just online dating, man. Online dating is fucked up because I've learned this from traveling throughout the world. Online dating is fucked up because it shows you women's true nature. Okay, it shows you their free true nature. Women are genuinely not good people on average. It's just the reality. Women are genuinely not. I think Patrice O'Neill said this. Women are genuinely not righteous. They're genuinely bad. They're genuinely not righteous. Most of them. It's just, I'm not trying to hate women or anything. This is just my analysis of watching them on a worldwide level. If it's not something that they want and they consider valuable, it's completely worthless. Whether it's a human, it's a child. See, women genuinely don't start charities because they want to help people. You see what I'm saying? Women do make better nurses. Like, okay, let me rephrase that. Women do not naturally do things in the privacy of their own home that could benefit other people. Now, if they're approached with it, then it's a whole different story. This is how you get supermodel girls with guys who are not very attractive. And sometimes it doesn't have anything to do with money. The guy's confidence can work on it. But like, see, when women only see things like through a shopping window or something like that, they're only going to go for the best shit that they can get. You see what I'm saying? And anything lesser, no, it doesn't exist to them. You see what I'm saying? Like they're not genuinely good creatures. Now, this is why women make better nurses. This is why women make better customer service representatives. This is why, because see, they're actually being confronted. And see, woman's nature has to come out. See, women do not like authoritative confrontational roles, especially with men. They don't like it. So they immediately, this is why their voices immediately submit. It's hi. Like, it immediately gets a little higher in pitch. Hi. Oh, well, I don't know. Maybe we can do this. And it's like, they fall back in the line when they're approached. You see, this is why women may usually make the best secretaries, administrative assistants. This is because when they're approached with reality, their woman nature comes out for real. But when they're sitting in a room in a house and they got all the authority, they're going to make the wrong decisions. Because that extra side of reality is not hitting them yet. You see what I'm saying? Or now for those women who still hold on to that, see, those are the women who are going to be alone with cats at 39 saying, oh, well, I'm living my best life. You see what I'm saying? Like that's the reality. Man, online dating, I feel like I ran in and got on too many side topics. But the core of this is, like, if I could say one thing, I would say this. Men, get off Tinder, okay? Just get off it. Don't fuck with it. I would say, even if you're highly successful with Tinder, stop doing Tinder, okay? Just stop. Because those women, and I guess in 95 cases out of 100, they're complete fucking trash for one reason or another, okay? Tinder is the junkyard of women. Even if they're hot, because even if they're hot, if she has to go, okay, if this girl is like a 10 out of 10, why isn't any other guys approaching her in life? Okay. Why does she have to sit down and take time out to create a profile in cyberspace? Why aren't there enough guys in her normal life that's approaching her? You see, like, think about it. Like, seriously, think about the logic in that and the why she has to do this. You see what I'm saying? Like, now, so if, like, in my opinion on this, okay, even on the other side of it, if you're just trying to fuck, if you're just trying to get some pussy, I would recommend just buying a hooker, okay? That's just my honest opinion of it. If you're just trying to have sex, I think it's a more efficient route to just buy a hooker, okay? Because, I mean, sure, every now and then you got the Tinder, because, okay, usually Tinder, you're going to meet somewhere, you're going to pay for some shit anyway. All right. So then you got to worry about, is this girl going to like you? Oh, see, all that stress of, is she going to like me in person? I'm getting nervous, blah, 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 blah. You could have just bought a hooker probably the same amount of price you would have paid for this Tinder date. And you would have known you would have got some, you would have beat some cheeks and you'd have been out the door, you know what I'm saying, within 30 minutes versus, you know, dealing with this Tinder. See, man, like just men, stop doing Tinder. Okay. Just stop. All Tinder is mostly is just an ego booster for women. And in all honesty, you'll be much better financially speaking. Okay, listen, like strictly financially speaking, mentally speaking, time spent on the topic speaking. it's just much more efficient to just buy a hooker. It really is. I mean, if you, now some guys, they can't do it for whatever mental reason. And I get that, because I mean, it's a different type of approach. But like, and from my experiences, if you can buy a hooker, I'll recommend, just don't touch Tinder. It's fucking trash for many reasons. Okay. Like I said, from a previous video, if I had to choose between, I personally have a lot of respect for, I have more respect for prostitutes than I have for like a lot of normal women, because prostitutes own the fact that they're fucking whores. Matter of fact, I was in a brothel a couple nights ago, and I told a woman, I work in marketing, right? She only spoke Czech. I said, she asked me, what do I do? Because I always dress really nice when I walk out the house. So girls always say, you know, what do you do? I said, I work in marketing. And she starts laughing. She goes, oh, yeah, well, I work in marketing, too, because she works in a brothel. So she has to market herself. See, I can respect that, because she knows what she is and she truly accepts it. See, a lot of these Tinder thoughts and a lot of normal women, see, they're prostitutes too. They're just dressing it up in a different way and trying to lure you in off that dream that you want to see in your head as a man, that, you know, you found a unicorn. But see, a lot of those women, that like a lot of normal women are in reality are more dirtier than the hookers, because see, they're fucking without condoms on and not telling you. You see, when you go to a brothel, like, you got to put a condom on fucking with them. You see, but you get these normal women. See, normal, and also to my dad, man, in reality, you are much safer just going to a brothel, like, in a place like Prague, because you don't got to worry about nothing. You don't have to worry about, you know, many cases of STDs. Because, like I said, you get with a normal woman, like, man, normal women, like, I got girlfriends right now who are normal girls. Man, I just found out something about one of my normal girlfriends last night. Like, she's just getting like really, really freaky shit. So I like her. But the reason I keep her around is because she owns the fact she's a whore. She doesn't hide from it. Now, that's why I keep her around. But she is a normal girl. Like, she's not working in strip clubs and brothels, but she looks like she could. But she as far as I know, she doesn't do it because she can't dance. I tried to have her dance one time. She doesn't have any of that in her. But most normal women are usually much dirtier in reality, far dirtier than hookers, in my opinion. So I would say, man, like, if anybody's still watching by now, my advice is this: get off Tinder, and if you want, like, if you want fast hookup sex, I would say keep finding different hookers until you find two that you like, and whenever you want to flat out beat some cheeks, call them up, beat their cheeks, but then also, like, meet people in real life. Like, go to coffee shops, you know, go to libraries, you know, if you're in college, just hang out on campus. Like, meet people in real, because once you leave a woman to think on her own terms behind a computer screen, they're gonna make the worst decisions they can possibly make. Okay, because women are born followers, and you know, women are born followers. They're easily persuaded. You see what I'm saying? So, like, when they see something they just kind of like, women are impulsive. They're just going to go after the one thing they like. And every other guy on the planet doesn't exist to them. See, this is why case like with Meghan Markle. See, like, that whore, like, Meghan Markle is just, that is the best scenario that I can think of this is of the situation I'm going to bring up next. I think she said she only had like 4 or 5 boyfriends. The bitch is 35, all right? And then she doesn't look bad. And this is why I say women are much dirtier than men. See, how many times did Meghan Markle go out to bars and take guys home? How many times did she take guys home from clubs? How many times did she get randomly approached on the street and blew a guy 15 minutes later? How many times did she go out of town with her girlfriends and hook up in threesomes and orgies with her girlfriends? How many times was she doing all this stuff? See, these are things that women don't count when they know people are counting, you know, in keeping track. So she's only going to bring up the guys who were relatively successful. Because, like I said, to women, it's all about perceived value. So she's going to bring up the rich tattoo artist, the rich actor, those are the only guys she's going to bring up, because her perceived value is, oh, well, I only fuck with this quality of guy. You see what I'm saying? But she done blew off dicks that worked in shoe stores and everything. I already know. Like, man, like, because they got approached in real life with it. and it probably wasn't on Tinder. She was blowing guys that worked at McDonald's. I'm sure she blew a few DJs who made $100 a month. I'm sure she has. But see, that's a perfect example. She's not going to count those guys. So this is why when you ask a woman how many men she's been with, and it's not a hooker, because a lot of hookers are pretty honest who I've met. A lot of hookers, they can completely see through all that bullshit. Hookers are more grounded in the world. Hookers will usually tell you, hey, like I remember I talked to one girl. She told me she had 15 dudes at one time, just like pound her and then go in line, pound her. Like women, hookers are usually far more honest with this. But see, normal women, they're trying to keep up that perceived value. So when you ask a normal woman, she's only going, most normal women will only tell you, they'll only tell you the guys who will hold up their perceived value. Or there's a case of he was a really good boyfriend. And you'll usually bring up one of those guys, but usually the rest of them will be, oh, a doctor, he was an attorney, blah, blah. Because they're trying to keep up. See, everything with a woman is a smoke and mirrors act. And they're trying to keep up that smoke and mirrors act to project that they're fucking, like, you know, that they're valuable, which most of them just aren't. Okay, so this is why I say when you ask a normal woman how many men she's been with, I would say multiply it by about 5. At minimum, and that's probably the real number. Okay, I'll tell you flat out right now. If she's physically attractive, and she's also sociable, oh, she's well into the 500s, easily. No, at 35. If she's 35 and she's attractive and she's somewhat sociable, she's not some recluse. Oh, and she can go out there and talk to people. Oh, well into 500 off the bat, easily. Easily. She just doesn't count those other, you know, 474 because, you know, they were just random hookups, Tinder flings, you know, club bar hookups, you know, stuff like that. She probably took guys in the fucking force and had a blow bang with fucking 8 guys. It's unbelievable. It's like the reality is unbelievable. But yeah, just stay off Tinder. Just stay off Tinder.